Paul, you're off to New Zealand. You claim on a holiday, but let me pitch something to you. Why don't you try and re-establish yourself down under?
Well, it would be easy to do, Michael. It's a far better way of life than living over here. The people are far friendlier, less mickey-taking, and people are accepted for who they are. So I'd love to go. I'd love to stay. Hopefully I won't come back.
This is an exclusive. You are going and not coming back. You are emigrating to New Zealand.
Well, I've not told anybody yet, and please don't tell the kids, but I'm not coming back.
Obviously, quite a few things have contributed to this. You've never actually found anyone to procreate with. Your gambles in the stock market didn't really pay off. It's very much going to be a clean break, isn't it?
It is, yeah. The main reason for going is obviously to get away from you and Botherway, because it's probably about the furthest I could get, knowing that you two aren't just going to turn up. So, yeah, all those reasons combined, it's a good opportunity to get away.
So if there's anybody listening down under who wants to give a fat, unqualified layabout, a job, a place to live, an opportunity to procreate, how can they apply in the first instance?
I don't need to procreate. I think that's passed by now. But anyone who's willing to give me a job or a house, then I'm more than willing to listen.
Obviously, there's going to be a lot of tat left behind. Countless records that nobody would want, some frankly hideous wall art, one decent sofa and a few decent utensils. Are we going to have an open house? Are we going to let it be ransacked or just leave the back door open?
I think it would just be left as it was. Put a few dust covers on and then maybe a couple of times a year open it to the public.
As a monument.
As a, like an Anne Frank museum or something, yeah.
What are you going to do in the very, very unlikely circumstances that you do meet a bird for 11 3 weeks and decide that it is actually worth staying over there?
Well, you'll find out on the next podcast, won't you? When you've been replaced by some supermodel from New Zealand and we're doing a podcast together about how we've got married and settled down, then you'll know that it's happened.
What are the chances in odds if you were a bookmaker and we were to lay down a price on you finding someone willing to put up with your hideous, retro Adidas clothes, your unkempt appearance, your lovable, jolly nature, but that's generally the way with fat people. What odds would you give on that happening?
Well, I'd think the odds are pretty high just by the nature of Antipodean people, but I'm not actually looking for that. I'm looking for a good time with friends.
Good time, not a long time.
Good time, not a long time, yeah.
Some people talk about the A-bomb, the English accent, being a passport to riches. How are you going to use that to your advantage?
I don't think my accent's going to help